At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Weekly? No. That's the Sounders podcast I do. Did I really just forget what my own intro is? This is devastating news. Hi and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show podcast, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Okay, there we are. Sorry, I feel like I've reached an emotional and mental bottom to my capabilities as a human being. Make all the jokes you need. I'll wait. Yesterday was an oddly deflating point in the entire COVID-19 whatever you call it, lockdown, battle, shutdown, slowdown, quarantine, all those words, right? For two different reasons. One, the White House is like, hey, stop sharing these numbers about what a bad job we're doing, CDC. Let's just let us handle the data, and we'll just say what we need to about it. And then people are like, well, the CDC, no. The government should be transparent. I'm sure there's plenty of examples of other things where they're not, where I'd be like, ah, damn it. So that sucks. It makes me worried that we're going to get, you know, the wrong read on everything, because why not? But the other part was that we're supposed to turn at times like this to, I mean, normally, well, we do war, don't we? We would spend our time with something, a distraction, the theater or sports or something like that. And so there's Seattle Sounders. They're playing in this tournament. MLS is back. Barely. And they delivered the least inspiring performance. It made me actually feel worse about the entire last 4 months because they did such a, they left so much wanting. And hey, it's not their job to make us feel better. I'm not putting that on them. It's their job to be playing soccer at a high level, but oops. But it was just deflating. The thing that I turned to be like, what's escapism? Here we go. Just for 90 minutes plus a bunch of commercials, let's do some escapism. And boy, did they not deliver in a 2-1 loss to the Chicago Fire. Those poor people, all of them, all the soccer players, all the staff, everyone else that's in Orlando where the cases of COVID-19 are growing like crazy. I mean, until the CDC's cut out, I'm sure that they're going to have a miraculous drop-off and no more cases there. Florida, safe, everyone go outside and kiss each other right in the mouth. Lots of tongue.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, more than 500 new confirmed COVID-19 cases in Washington state, including 5 new deaths. It's led Governor Inslee to pause counties from moving up a phase as confirmed cases spike. You have to see out the rest of the month-ish before things start moving again. Seattle's teachers union is pushing back on the idea that there's going to be in-classroom teaching this fall. What, they don't want to be put at risk of coronavirus? It's so crazy because I get it. Parents don't know what to do for their kids. Pandemic just wasn't something that anyone had plans for. There was no plandemic. But again, teachers don't want to put themselves at massive risk. What do you do? This is tough. I'll tell you what you don't do. You don't go to Canada, cancel your summer plans for traveling up north. That border is going to be closed for a long time. Just got extended to the end-ish of August, but I expect it to go even further than that based on how well this country's handling COVID-19. And Mariners fans can buy a cutout of themselves to be set up at an otherwise near-empty T-Mobile park when action gets underway for the shortened 60-game season later this month. It'll set you back $30, and they'll put you in a seat. Can I be picking my nose? I'm sure they'll exhibit the same type of scrutiny as people who approve custom license plates. Does that say fart smeller? Come on. No, wait. It's fart sommelier. Got it. Approved.
You just got newsed.
That Mariners thing is really interesting because, well, for one, people are like, so wait, I get to pay $30 to not be there? Seems like a strange way to generate fan revenue. Tickets to a thing you can't go to, but maybe you'll see your cardboard cutout in the stands. I think MLB is doing it across the board because I saw the Dodgers saying something about it, too. That's not even... There's a couple parts to it that I really enjoy, actually. One of them is that... I didn't say it in the news report that they'll be donating some money towards COVID-19 relief, which is cool. But two is if your cardboard cutout gets hit by a foul ball, instead of going to the hospital for possible brain injury, you'll be sent the foul ball in the mail, which I think is a neat touch. I joke about the other stuff because that's serious, but also happens and everything. And it's part of going to a baseball game. It's a lot of fun. I love baseball. But yeah, if your cardboard cutout gets smashed by a foul ball, congratulations. You got a Mariners baseball coming your way. Mariners baseball, true to the blue. Not a lot of gas in this tank. Let's do some nerd talk and really talk a lot, possibly too much, probably too much about hot dogs.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Sports scientists have some bad news. We're nearing the maximum physical human performance for competitive hot dog eating. Joey Chestnut currently holds the record at 75 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. But researchers who study hot dog eating think that the maximum physical limit is just 9 wieners away. Hold on a second. Forget eating literally 84 hot dogs before your stomach explodes. Imagine having to eat just 9. The current difference between the record and the max. Gross. Let's hope we don't find out the hard way that the researchers are correct. After watching what happened to Nintendo not being able to keep up with COVID-19 demand for the Switch, Sony has ramped up production for their soon-to-be-released PlayStation 5, doubling their original strategy from 5 to 10 million units. Now, the bigger problem they anticipate will be delivering all those consoles. It's a logistics nightmare! And keeping Bethesda from remaking Skyrim again and charging you the additional $70. And finally, the near future of shopping will be a grocery store without cashiers. If Amazon gets their way with a new smart shopping cart, the cart combines cameras, scales, and other metrics to know what you've put in it and automatically charge your Amazon account when you leave.
You have purchased 11 packages of wieners.
I'm going for the record.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I'm gonna be real. I usually try to always be real, but I'm gonna be real with you. I want a hot dog. That's two different references in one nerd talk. Get out of here.
This is the end of the show. The end of the show. The end of the show. The end of the show.
All right, thanks.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.